National Guardsman swept away by floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has been found. Edison Herman was helping this woman, Kate Bowman, look for her cat when he disappeared in the water. Now Bowman says,
I would never try to endanger somebody's life. Never.
ISIS claims responsibility for an attempted terrorist attack on a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, hours ago, which left one police officer dead. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyer is calling charges against the disgraced movie mogul absurd. Ben Brofman saying the two criminal cases against his client will not stand up in court and that Weinstein and one of his accusers did have a relationship for years. At a court hearing yesterday, Brofman complained to a judge about pre-trial publicity. Weinstein remains out on bail as a grand jury continues its work. It's expected to hand up an indictment against him soon. There are reports the U.S. intelligence community does not really believe North Korea wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says that a more realistic concession is that the North will say it wants to scale back its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. The report also says the North wants to make some sort of peaceful gesture towards the U.S., and they're predicting it might offer to open a Western hamburger franchise in the North Korean capital city. Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are working to revive the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's been set for the 12th of June. And just getting word that residents near North Carolina's Lake Tahoma are now being allowed back home after a mandatory evacuation was lifted. A flash flood emergency had been declared for areas downstream because of what was believed to be the imminent failure of the lake's dam. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers after 3 p.m. And tonight, showers likely mainly after 2 a.m. Thursday, showers likely and possible thunderstorms before 9 a.m. And then showers Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday, and scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night, rain on Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday. So wet and damp for the next number of days. It is currently overcast and 72 degrees.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have been bringing counselors chat to you for probably 5 years, my sole purpose is to promote good mental health. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, so I've been talking a lot about that. I've had a display at the local Unity Bank on Main Street, and I've done some other things to promote good mental health and to help remove the stigma. If I also get some clients as a consequence, that would be great, but it's not necessary. So today, I'm talking about how logic applies to mental health. Now, oftentimes we don't recognize that logic actually plays a role because we're talking a lot about feelings. When I have a client in my office, that's what we do. We talk a lot about how they feel about something. And oftentimes we don't have, and we've not been taught good coping skills on how to handle our feelings. However, our feelings are not necessarily always related to just our emotional life or something that has happened to us. Sometimes our emotions are also related to our belief systems. So for those of you that might follow me on Facebook, as you know, before my show, I do promote my show and my topic. And so it was logic and CBT. Well, CBT means cognitive behavioral therapy. It is something that I use quite often with my clients. And there are many variations to it. Another one is DBT, which is dialectic behavioral therapy. That one includes group work and phone calls and those types of things. Where I don't do that. I tend to practice cognitive behavioral therapy a little bit more. It is one of the most widely practiced theories. It is evidence-based for mental health practice. And what that means is that we do have evidence that it works. Even though it's still a theory, we do find that it works. It really does help provide good coping skills using our cognition or our logic. And so often when we have thoughts or belief systems that are extreme or irrational, we then have consequences to that in our behavior and our emotion. And so that's really what I'm going to be talking about. Some tools, some history of it, and also a little bit about how it works. I also want to put in a plug for this Saturday. There's two big events going on. One is the Community Day. I'm going to actually hold up this little postcard. I don't know if you can see it. Community Day, which is the fifth annual. It's at the sponsored by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, and it is at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds. Okay, if you see that. I've participated in that several times. It's different businesses come together, and it's a great day for the community of Hunterdon County to get together and just have fun. The other thing, which I am going to be participating in, is the Bridgewater Barnes & Nobles. A good friend of mine, Richard Scolderi, wrote a book called Lonely Boy, and it's in, I believe it's third printing, and he's going to have a book signing on Saturday at the Bridgewater Barnes & Nobles from 11 to 2, and I will be there to talk about mental health. So it is going to be an open discussion, so please, if you are free and you'd like to come in and talk with me a little bit and get to know a little bit more about good mental health, I'd love to have you. I know Richard would love to have you. Buy his book, Lonely Boy, get it signed by him. That's always a nice thing. And would love to have you participate in that. So back to my topic for today, logic, using logic. Well, what is logic, actually? Logic is a particular way of thinking a problem through. Now, I went to Moravian College and I got my undergraduate degree in history and religion. Only one hour, whoever did, because I never knew what I was going to be, and so I didn't have enough credits to graduate in a specific with a specific major. So I had to write a paper to talk about how religion and history meld together, so that I graduated with a history religion degree, which actually has been very useful in my practice, I will say. And one of the things that I really liked about Moravian is you either had to take a class in math, which I'm not good at, or a class in logic. So I took the class in logic, which I loved. And it really taught how to think and broke things down in terms of following things to sort of its normal consequence. The best way to say it. And it was really using words sort of in mathematical types of formulas. But it did teach me a lot about thinking in logical ways. So, you know, you say something, well, that doesn't make sense. No, it's not, doesn't make sense. So it's like saying, well, you know, milk is chocolate and cows produce milk, therefore all milk is chocolate. That's not logical. We know that that's not logical. Or only brown cows make chocolate milk. Anyway, part of cognitive behavioral therapy is using logic to think things through, asking questions about the way your belief system is applying to you and the effects that it has on you. So, generally speaking, with cognitive behavioral therapy, it really is looking at the consequence. So, what is the consequence? The consequence is our reaction to something, a belief system. So, the consequence can be rage, crying, yelling, okay, those are behaviors. Low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, drug use, lack of motivation, fear to take action, just to name a few things. They tend to be issues or belief systems, consequences. They tend to be consequences that are a little bit over the top. So, when we notice that we have severe, I'm going to use that word, emotion or behavior, I just can't do this thing. I just can't do it. It may be related to a belief system, telling myself I can't. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. So I don't do anything. That's actually related to a belief system. Self-hatred, self-mutilation, those are both feelings and behaviors. They're oftentimes related to a belief system or a thought. Now, the interesting thing about a thought is a thought does not have any reality to it. A thought is just a thought. There's nothing to prove that a thought is valid. Now, we can look at our consequences, and the consequences can prove that a thought is valid. You see here the logic in all of this? So, if I have a situation, or another way of looking at it, an activating event, that event or situation may trigger a belief system that I have. That belief system will then trigger the consequence. So I use this quite often with clients. The guy in front of me didn't use his blinker. I think everybody should always use their blinker. I can't stand it when they don't. And he's a real idiot. So now my reaction to that belief system is I have road rage. So I'm chasing him down the road. I'm giving them the finger. I'm flashing my lights. I'm yelling at him because he didn't use his blinker. I'm putting myself at danger. I'm putting him at danger. The reality is because it's based in a thought, a belief is a thought, the cognition, I can actually change that. I may still have a reaction, but my reaction is not as severe. So the logic says, you know, not everybody uses their blinker all the time. No one's perfect. Sometimes I may even forget to use my blinker. Don't want to put myself or someone else in danger because I have a belief system. I may be frustrated. I may be a little angry. But I'm not demonstrating road rage. I'm not screaming and yelling. I'm not cursing and calling that person names. So I've changed my belief system. One of the things to think about is a thermometer, a good old-fashioned thermometer, not the kind that's got the numbers that show up on it, the one with the red mercury that goes up and down. Well, those kind of good old-fashioned thermometers, if I have a belief system that's going to say, I can't stand it, it's awful, they never, they always, they should, they must, chances are that thermometer is going to go all the way to the top, and I'm going to have a really hot head about it. When it goes that high, I may explode in some way, or I may go to that place where there's fear to take action, lack of motivation, those types of things also. So the idea is to bring the temperature down. Is it really as bad as it could be? So those are some questions that I may ask myself. Now, the thing that's really interesting is our belief systems can cause things like anxiety, depression. CBT is useful in post-traumatic stress, substance abuse, eating disorders, even borderline personality disorder. And there are even some studies that show that it's as good as using medication, if not even better, because there's a chance for it to be more permanent, where medication, on the other hand, is not necessarily permanent. But studies have found that CBT can be as effective. Now, if you are on medication, I'm not telling you to go off of it. I don't want you to go off of it without any kind of medical supervision, without working with a counselor that knows cognitive behavioral therapies or dialectic behavioral therapy. So please do not go off medication with just on your own. That's a dangerous thing to do. Sometimes when things are really severe, such as obsessive compulsive disorder or a major depressive disorder or bipolar disorder, cognitive behavioral therapy and medication work really well together. So we have some, let me take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about some of our basic belief systems that can get in our way. And how changing how we think about them can make a difference. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back after these few brief messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling, and I am also nationally certified as a counselor. And I'm talking to you today about using logic in mental health through cognitive behavioral therapy. Now, at the break, before the break, I was going to talk about some of the belief systems that we have that are sort of, I'm going to say, universal, that affect our emotional life and our behavioral life. So the first one is everything has to be perfect, and it's not okay to make mistakes. So if I live my life by that belief system, chances are I'm depressed. Chances are I'm very anxious. Chances are my self-esteem is really hurting. I may actually have the fear to take action. Very self-critical, because things have to be perfect. I'm also very critical of others. I may have some anger and rage issues because other people make mistakes and they need to be perfect. As you can see, that belief system actually doesn't work, and it's not very logical. If you think about it, nothing is really perfect. As human beings, we are imperfect. It actually is one of the best ways that we learn, through our mistakes. So if I have an expectation that everything has to be perfect all the time and that it's not okay to make a mistake, I actually prevent my own self from growing or prevent others from growing. And it puts me in that position of being frozen. The other one is everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me. Now, this belief system also will cause anxiety, because what if you don't like me? I'm very anxious. I get a lot of the what ifs. Same thing with the first one. What if I fail? So what if you don't like me? What if I don't make you happy? What if you don't accept me? It's really important for me to bend over backwards to make sure that everybody likes me. I need to be approved all the time. I need approval and acceptance. So the consequence to that, again, is anxiety, depression, low self-esteem. It also can be fear to take action, lack of motivation. It's a very painful belief system because if people don't accept me, it can lead to suicidal ideation and violence. So it's really important, if you notice that you have that, to work at changing that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that also. So you can see, you can begin to see that we've got some, these are like umbrella belief systems. I'm going to break it down a little bit more. But the third one is everything has to be fair, have a guarantee, and be easy. Life has to be easy. And we are really living in sort of an illogical time where we say everything has to be fair. The reality is that is illogical. Everything is not fair. In the perfect world, which is illogical, everything is fair. Utopia doesn't exist. Things are not fair. Sometimes I get the short end of the stick. Sometimes when that happens, I do get angry because I sometimes go, well, that's not fair. Well, the reality is life isn't always fair. And if I think that life should be easy, this should be easier than it is, then I'm also mistaken, because sometimes things are a challenge. It's the thing that's going to help me grow and move forward. And guarantees, you know, if I believe that things have to have a guarantee, it's definitely going to prevent me from taking action because I need a guarantee that it's going to work. You know, I want to buy a house, but what if I can't make the payments? I need some kind of guarantee. Then it's going to prevent me from moving forward in my life. And, you know, what if I go to college and can't get a job? I need a guarantee. See, there's no guarantee. So if I live my life by these belief systems, the consequences create more problems than it's worth, and they're not logical. They're illogical belief systems. The other thing that we can do is we can overgeneralize. It's awful, okay? So we can over, if one thing goes wrong, everything's going to go wrong. That's overgeneralizing. And if there's one thing about a person that I don't like, then I don't like everything about that person. So I kind of blanket everybody with this belief that is, again, it's irrational. It's illogical. So I may not like everything about somebody, but that doesn't mean that everything about them, see, that's the, it's the overgeneralizing, everything about them is awful. Mind reading. Mind reading is illogical. This happens quite often when I work with couples. We have this belief system that because, same way I say belief system, because I'm in a relationship, you should automatically know my wants and my wishes and my desires. And when you don't, I'm really angry and upset. And I'm upset and angry to the point where I'm ready to get a divorce or end the relationship. Because you should know what I want. Nobody reads minds. That's illogical. One of the things I say to my clients all the time, if you think that your significant other is supposed to know, they may make a good guess because they know you. So in other words, if I were to say I'm going to make my husband's favorite meal, it might be spaghetti carbonara or steak with a creamy pepper sauce, I know him. I know he likes these things. It's a good guess on my part. I may not actually get it right. He may really have been wanting a hamburger. Can't read minds. I have learned that I need to be really clear. So if I say I'm going to take, I want something to go in the basement, I put it in front of the basement steps. Sometimes my husband says, I don't know why you put it there. He can't read my mind. I need to say to him, oh, by the way, I left something at the top of the basement stairs, if you could take it down. So it's really important, if I have some needs or wants or wishes or desires, that I communicate those. And vice versa in a relationship. Sometimes we think that the other person is stupid. See, I'm labeling them because they're not reading my mind. You should know. No, you shouldn't know unless I tell you or ask you or make a request of you. So this is called mind reading. Then there's catastrophizing. Ugh, everything is awful. It's awful. That's the most awful outcome possible. So we have a large portion of our society that catastrophizes the fact that we have President Trump as president. Well, he may not be the perfect president. There hasn't been one. It's illogical to think that we're going to have a perfect president. See, there, all these things are sort of, they're connected. Catastrophe. It's awful. It's terrible. It's the worst thing that can happen. Well, it's awful. It's been raining for days. The month of May has just been awful. Rain, rain, rain. It's awful. I can't stand it. It's catastrophizing. Then we have fortune telling. So fortune telling happens when we tell ourselves that such and such is going to happen. So if I plan it all right, if I make sure I'm saving enough money, if I make sure I've got what I need in my 401k, I'm going to have a wonderful retirement. See, there's that guarantee. There is no guarantee. If I invest my money all the right way, I'm going to have enough. There's no guarantee. So the thing is that it becomes sort of like magical thinking. Magical thinking is not very logical. It's magical. So these are belief systems that can get us into trouble, and they're illogical. So we need something like cognitive therapies to help us look at these issues and lower the temperature on them so that it may not be a catastrophe, but it may not have the greatest outcome either, but it's not a catastrophe. You know, we're having volcano in Hawaii, as you all know. Well, for some, we could say that's a catastrophe. It can be pretty bad. However, if we listen to the authorities, we get out of the way, we take care of ourselves, it may be somewhat of a disaster. We may lose our home. Chances are the government is going to help out as long as we don't lose lives. It might be bad, but it's still not as awful as it can be. In other words, we're not losing many lives. I mean, any life. I'm not saying that. It's sad if someone gets hurt or we lose a life. It's sad. But sometimes people are determined to stay where they are and they think they're going to live it through and this is not going to happen to me. See, that's magical thinking. So it's important to listen to authorities when they say, and we've got a flash floods coming. I mean, we get warnings. Flash floods, we get warnings. You know, volcano. Listen to the authorities. That's logical. So, cognitive behavioral therapy. Now, I tend to use what is called rational emotive behavioral therapy. And so a lot of what I was talking about is based in that. And this therapy was developed, and one theory or therapy generally gets backed up by another one. So dialectic behavioral therapy is sort of the newest version of cognitive behavioral therapy. I use rational emotive behavioral therapy quite a bit. Generally speaking, it's because what I was taught. I also had the good fortune to go to the Albert Ellis Institute in New York City and actually have a course with Albert Ellis himself. And he has sort of an ABC model is the best way to explain it. So we have the activating event. Okay, that's the A. And that activating event triggers a belief system. That's the B. And then the C is the consequence. Then we dispute it. So whenever we're going to dispute, we end up having a new effect. So my emotions change when I dispute the belief system. Now, it's really hard to dispute an emotion because we feel what we feel. However, if I base my judgment solely on how I feel, my feelings may be connected to an irrational or an illogical belief. Therefore, the consequence is going to have an unhealthy consequence, lack of any other word. So the good news is what I can do is I can change my belief system, but I need to know what it is. I need to learn how to recognize it. And sometimes it can actually be uncomfortable because my belief system is so deeply ingrained. So I have a negative event and my irrational belief system kicks in and I'm immobilized. I dated a number of different people. None of them have worked out well. This is a catastrophe. They're all awful. All men are awful. I can't stand men. I'm going to be single my whole life. I don't even want to date anybody anymore. I'm done. I'm through. They're all jerks. These are the belief systems. I've tried to get a job, put my resume out so many times. I haven't gotten anything. I did work with somebody, and he was an awful boss, and I can't stand him, and I'd really rather not work at all. Belief systems. Awful. It's a catastrophe. As I said, they really keep us stuck. And the best way to really notice when we have belief systems at play is how we are feeling. So rather than making a decision based on our emotion, we need to look at our emotion and determine if our emotion is out of line or too exaggerated for the situation. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about cognitive behavioral therapies. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington and I've been in practice for 18 years. I've been a counselor for about 33 years. The first half of my career, I'll say, I worked in the drug and alcohol field, working in nonprofits. So a lot of what I do is still working with people who are in early recovery. If someone comes to me and they need to get into recovery, I help them find a good detox, a good rehab, get them into that, starting in that process. I have done in-home interventions. If anyone is ever interested in that, you can call me at 908-237-2899 and we can set something up to do an intervention. If you have a loved one that's struggling with addiction, alcoholism, opioids, anything like that, I work with people with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorders, grief and loss, anger management, people who are struggling with codependency, people who are adult children of dysfunction or adult children of addiction. So, I have quite a wide range of things that I do. And a lot of it, I'm going to say, is the practice of working with addicts really has given me quite an experience to offer my experience. As a counselor. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net. And again, you can call me at 908-237-2899 to set up an appointment if you'd like to do that. I don't keep a waiting list. If you have a comment about this show, you can call me, 908-237-2899, and make a comment. You can make a suggestion for a show topic. If you even want to be a guest, please call me. I'm not really good at going out and pounding the pavements to get guests, but if you would like to come in and be a guest, that would be fantastic. Let's see, what else? As I was saying earlier, I am going to be on Saturday. I'm going to be at, it's called A Conversation for Good Mental Health. It's going to be at the Barnes & Noble in Bridgewater from 11 till 2 on Saturday. It'll be featuring Richard Scolderi, who wrote a book called A Lonely Boy. It's about his experience and struggles with anxiety and depression. It is a bestseller, so it's a great opportunity to come out, learn a little bit about mental health, as I'm also going to be speaking, and to buy a book and get it signed. We'd love to have you come out. Again, it's this Saturday at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Bridgewater on Route 202-206. So hopefully you are going to be there. Also, there is an article in the paper. I was kind of looking for it, but it's not happening. In the New Jersey, if you go to mycentraljersey.com, you can find the article about this event. Under local best-selling author, talks about mental health. So speaking of mental health and May being Mental Health Awareness Month, it is definitely something that I've been talking about. I enjoy talking about it, and I'm talking about using cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a logic-based theory. And there's a lot of evidence to prove that it works well to help people struggling with depression and anxiety and many of these other things that I mentioned. Sometimes it's as good as or even better than medication because we're changing the way we think about something. When I change my perspective, that change is more permanent. If I just take medication, I'm not changing anything. I'm just medicating it. And now there are some more severe mental health issues where using medication and cognitive behavioral therapy also work really well. But the bottom line is if I have something going on in my life and I'm finding that my reaction to it is strong, chances are I have a belief system in play. One of the things that I will say about cognitive behavioral therapy is there are times that just using logic is not sufficient. And that happens when I work with someone who's got some really deep wounds from childhood, so that we have to work through those items, those memories, those wounds, and heal those. And cognitive behavioral therapy does work with that, but it's also being with someone as they grieve some of the losses that they've had or deal with some of the anger from being misused and abused. And so that is part of the process, which something that cognitive behavioral therapy is not all that good in focusing on allowing people to emote. It's really about altering some of that. So from my perspective, there are definitely times when you do need to work through on an emotional level some of those earlier wounds, which are still hanging around and causing issue. But for the most part, cognitive behavioral therapy is really good short-term therapy. So if I'm finding that I've got struggles in a particular area in my life, I may need to get a little mental health checkup and find out that I've got some belief systems that aren't working for me and work at changing them. Now, one of the things that happens with a lot of cognitive behavioral therapies is there is homework. And the reason why there is homework is just talking about something is not necessarily sufficient. if I want to make a change in something, if I want to learn a new way of thinking, I need to practice it. So there may be times that I send people home with a worksheet. List the activating event. List the consequences. What are the emotional and behavioral responses you're having to this event? List the belief systems. Look for things like, I can't stand it. This is awful. He's an idiot. I'm no good. Maybe I'm cutting myself. Maybe I'm drinking too much. Maybe I lack motivation. I'm going to notice things like, I'm telling myself I can't do this, or I can't stand it, or this is awful, or this is terrible. I'm going to notice all the times that I'm using the word should. This shouldn't happen. This should happen. They always do this. They never do that. Okay, these are keys. Key words, key statements, key behaviors that often indicate I've got a belief system that's not working for me. So homework may include looking at the events, checking out, oh my gosh, you know what? I use that word should all the time. So I've used this example. I love to garden. Well, one of the things about gardening is watering. I love to water. It's very relaxing for me until the hose gets kinked. And you know, I bought a hose that says it won't kink. So this hose should not kink. So when it kinks or it gets stuck on a rock or something, I get angry and I stomp over and I'm like, this friggin' hose, right? Well, I have a belief system because it said it shouldn't kink. I mean, you know, it just follows you around. I have a belief system that says watering should always be easy. Well, you know, it's not. There are no guarantees that the hose won't kink. There are no guarantees that the hose won't get stuck on a stump or a rock or something behind a tire. So saying, you know what, I got to change my belief system because it's taking this the serenity of watering away from me. So yes, part of the watering is going and unkinking the hose and getting it from stuck from under the tire and getting it unstuck from something, and that is part of the process of watering, and I can think about it differently so that I'm no longer angry about it. It is just part of the process. And so often, so many of us get angry with things like that because it shouldn't happen. Well, it does happen. So using cognitive behavioral therapy is a good way to adjust and readjust some of these things. So we can make some basic irrational assumptions. Like I said, everything has to be perfect and it's not okay to make a mistake. Everybody must like me, love me, and approve of me, and life has to be fair, easy, and hold guarantees. These are basic irrational assumptions that we make, and we can notice them through our behavior and how we feel, the words that we use. And then, like I said, it really is about reframing them, thinking about it. Is it really as bad as it can be? Is this belief system helping me or is it hurting me? So I take something like watering, which for me is very relaxing. And I turn it into something that's filled with anger. So, no, that belief system doesn't help me. The guy that didn't use his blinker, this isn't helping me. I'm all twisted in a knot because of what I think something should be. And it's not helping me. It's hurting me. So I ask myself, does this stem from something that I would prefer? Yeah, I would. I would prefer it. I would. I'd prefer it. Can I stand it? Can I tolerate it? Yeah, I can. I don't like it, but I can tolerate it. Is it as bad as it can be? You know what? There's always something worse. I can always think of something worse. And so it may not be the greatest, but I can tolerate it. It doesn't always happen. Okay. If I expect that it's going to never happen, I'm going to get myself into a bit of an emotional knot. And I still may be disappointed. I still may be sad. I still may be frustrated. But that's very different. Okay, I've shifted my emotions to something that's much more tolerable. I am able to manage things in a different way. Instead of looking at some project that is so overwhelming, I say, well, you know, I could do just a little bit. I could break it down into small pieces. That's rational. Okay, that's logical. So it is one of my favorite therapies. As I said, I use it all the time with my clients. I find it to be really helpful. They do get homework concerning some of these their belief systems that are not working for them. And when they begin to make those changes, they begin to have a better life. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I hope this was useful. You can Google rationally motivated behavioral therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy to get some more information about it. And again, if you're interested in making an appointment, please give me a call, 908-237-2899, and follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. And hopefully we will see you on Saturday at Bridgewater Barnes & Noble's from 11 to 2. So I wish you good mental health, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy growing at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the first 3 months of this year. That's according to the GDP numbers out from the Commerce Department this morning, which were right on track when it comes to experts' predictions. Unless you have it recorded, you may have a hard time finding Roseanne to watch ever again, as now even reruns of the sitcom are disappearing from cable following Roseanne Barr's racist tweet concerning Valerie Jarrett, then President Obama's top advisor. Viacom Cable Networks, Paramount, TV Land, and CMT now say they're all pulling Roseanne reruns from their schedules, and Hulu says it